This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mr. Floor Igor Murak, Donna Sattler with Remax at Home, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, and Permaseal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. We are here for the next 3 hours. We are here to help you. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We want the pictures, so send the pictures in. We want to hear from you. Why? Because we love helping our listeners. That is what this show is all about, helping listeners with their home challenges, whether it's flooring, whether it's water leaking into your basement, cracked cement, replacing stoops, buying and selling homes, doing home improvements, improving credit, getting a mortgage, whatever you need. We're here for the next 3 hours. Phone lines open, text lines open, photo lines open, 312-981-7200. The Facebook live feed is also open. Go to Facebook, WGN. Home Sweet Home Chicago. We've got green screens in here. It's like a flipping movie station in here, a movie studio and a news station. We are here for you. 312-981-7200. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're here to help you. So if you've got any questions, got any concerns, we already have callers calling in, text messages lit up, 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn. We have a room filled with experts. Igor Murak, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, David. Good morning.
Hang on. It helps if I turn your mic on. There you go, Igor. Let's try that again. We're going to cut that out when we go live. Igor Murak, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, David. Good morning.
Well, still lumber shortage out there.
Yeah, we're still dealing with it. We're struggling, you know, to keep our supplies of lumber intact. And, you know, the good thing for us is we have a huge amount of suppliers that we work with from really throughout North America. So we're doing our best.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, the best number and the best website.
847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
Mr. Spencer.
Morning, Dave.
Morning, buddy. You guys have helped out a lot of our listeners with their leaking basement challenges, with their backup basement sump pump defender challenges, so they could go on vacation, they could go away, not have to worry about if the sump pump's going to work. I put one in my old home. We're going to put one in my new home. These are valuable. It's so important that I can't even say how valuable it is. It gets me all choked up. It's so valuable that I want to talk about it. I also want to talk about preventative maintenance that you did last week. Got a ton of emails, ton of calls, ton of texts that I sent to you guys. So all the texts that we don't answer on the air, all of the experts get all the texts after the show. So if our listeners, exactly what are you going to be talking about later on the show, and how do our listeners reach you guys?
Well, just that, you know, we're still in the spring season here. The storms have yet to come, but they will come, and people are going to have problems. So I just feel it's so much better not to have the problems, and we can help you with that. So you don't have to wait until you have a problem. So we're going to talk to how to avoid problems. You can reach us at 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
And my father-in-law and mother-in-law are selling their home. They had a challenge. You guys came out, fixed it. They found another challenge before they were listing their home. Called up Mike, our contact for the show, and Mike gave him a call. Boom, got it all taken care of. So they're very, very happy. And the service that you guys provide is amazing. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
Sarah Andreas.
Good morning.
Fourth generation, third generation. What are you?
Third.
Third generation?
Mm-hmm.
You're going out doing all the hard work now. You're doing all the quotes.
Absolutely. I've been meeting with listeners all over Chicagoland this past month.
And what is the biggest thing that you're seeing? Now that we're coming out of winter, you know, a lot of bad weather, a lot of variations. This winter was a major hit in the gut, and homes are taking a beating. Roy talks about it all the time. But what are you seeing on driveways and sidewalks and stoops?
I'm seeing a lot of homeowners who are in builder-grade homes where their home was maybe done 10, 15 years ago, ready to replace that driveway.
Wow.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be 10, 15 years.
Yeah, but in my opinion, builder-grade cement, they come and fly through a neighborhood, do 20 homes at once. It's not the best quality.
And they go with 4-bag or 5-bag instead of 6-bag, and that's what, you know, I just see Joe, 4-bag, 5-bag, 6-bag, Joe.
He knows.
Been doing this show for a long time. I'm into the bag count of cement. Just want to let you show.
Yeah, I would stay with Sarah talking about
okay,
that.
Okay, so.
And what is the bag count?
Hang on.
No, don't. Dave, be careful if you turn your mic on.
I already did, and it's drooping. You got to prop the mic up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you do.
What is bag count? That is Donna's question. I'll ask it for you. What is bag count?
It's the bags of Portland cement in the concrete mix. So concrete is concrete. Cement is an additive in the concrete. So that helps determine the PSI. We use a 4,500 PSI mix.
Wow. There you go, Donna.
No,
learned something
there
new.
You go,
I learned
David.
Something new today.
You were saying it, and you didn't even know what
I
meant.
Yeah, I know. PSI, come on. I know. Yeah, it's got to do with the PSI mix. Cement goes into concrete. Duh. Everybody knows that. Donna Sattler.
Except me.
Except you. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Sarah, and your fine team, website, phone number?
708-863-5735 or andreasconstruction.com.
Donna Sattler has become a digital maven, Joe. She went to Remax's convention down in Florida. And you could tell that she sat in every digital advertising class that they offered. Every single day I'm getting a post by Donna Sattler.
That's
so
right.
So Donna's investing in digital. Every single day it's like
nice,
it's like lilies growing and birds chirping, and it's a great time to buy a home. These birds need a new nest.
Get out. I've seen yours like that too.
Yeah, that's great. Right.
On my wall. Today's the day.
Did you go to the Remax convention?
No, I hired a guy out of you know to do all that stuff for me. But it's supposed to be good for me. And I guess it is. So what's going on? What are you going to be talking about? What have our listeners called you about selling their home?
No, actually, I'm getting questions about how to present the best offer to get accepted. Because we've got a crazy market, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that and how we can best position you to get the home of your dreams. Because it's becoming a challenge.
Yes, it's a feeding frenzy out there.
It is kind of a feeding frenzy.
A buddy of mine is going to be moving out of state. He's moving to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Got a cash offer on his home on the North Shore, $1.25 million. I've been working with this guy for 20 years. Started with his $400,000 home in Evanston. He moved to Wilmette. He kept moving up, further up. He kept getting, promoted and higher paying jobs, and he's in this gigantic house now. $1.25 million, all cash.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of cash out there, and there's a lot of places. I mean, there's a lot of people who can't, like investors, they have nowhere to put this money because they're no longer in a competitive market where they can pick these things up for cash. Cash is still king, but the limited inventory is really creating a problem. So there's a lot of cash sitting on the sidelines.
Yep. And Bitcoin. he's going to take all that $1.25 million in cash, and he's going to go rent something because his kids are going to be out of state going to school. He's like, I'm out of Illinois. I'm moving to either Texas or Florida with the no state income tax, and I'm done. I'm going to rent. I'm going to pocket all the cash when I move down there.
Yeah.
And if the market changes, I'll buy it at whatever the market is.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about in the market. And again, we're going to talk specifically today about how to get an offer accepted in this crazy market. And I have a lot of experience with that, both on the buyer side and the seller side. So
phone number, website.
You can reach me at 847-651-3300. My name is Donna Sattler, or you could go to donnasattler.com and hook into my Remax website and see everything that's happening.
All right, MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
It's like a
see,
sigh.
Eagler, it's like a sigh.
It's so
sigh.
Serene.
Isn't it?
That's what I think of when I hear it.
I know. And David, what I think we could do best for our listeners is just remind everybody how important it is to plan. Now, Igor, you and I were walking over. Your biggest challenge are the people that are waiting for that floor to get done before they move in, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm sure Donna can relate to this. When people are trying to close and they're trying to move in and they're trying to get some home improvement done, especially with flooring, they don't want to move all their stuff in and then do that flooring project. And if we can't get that lumber, if we can't get it quick enough for them, we're having to jump through hoops to try to get these people, to be able to get that flooring in before they move in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Same thing like Roy. Do it now, planning on, yes, it's going to get wet.
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
Why? It rains in the spring here in Chicagoland area? Of
just
course.
A little.
Of
you could plan your kitchen right now to get it done by Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that how far behind?
Yes.
It's not so far behind, but I can't.
Supply
the cabinets.
Yeah.
Right? So your cabinets are out.
It's all about the supply.
Now.
It's crazy.
And you know, people can't even. I didn't think it had gone down this far down the chain, but people are having trouble getting furniture ordered.
Furniture is because of foam. How funny is that? And that's because the foam was coming from Texas and it froze.
Really?
Yep. Yes.
It froze. Hmm.
It froze. Yeah. The foam
frozen
plants went
foam
out. And we had our guy, Tony DiStefano, in here.
Right.
And he said that the paint, they had to throw a bunch of paint out because the paint froze.
So there's a chemical in Texas that was made in Texas that froze.
Wow.
Yes, that goes into the foam and goes into the paint.
You just don't realize.
Now you do.
Now I do.
So don't plant. I mean, plan ahead for everything, right?
Right. All right, we're here to help. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The text line is blown up. The phone line's blown up. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The bodies coming into the trades. The amount of people that are going out due to age and retirement. The attrition is greater than the addition. Look at that. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Wow.
Yep, you're welcome.
Wow.
Joe, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but wrong.
Oh!
A lot of these people, a lot of these young people are exploring the trades. I'm telling you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Our first text question of the day here, Roy, is for you. What 630? What's a good dehumidifier for a crawl space? You guys do crawl spaces. You know a little bit about something about crawl spaces, I think.
A little bit. The one word answer is PermaDry. It's our own branded appliance that's designed for crawl spaces and basements, and it will not only dry it out, and it's the most efficient dehumidifier on the market. It will take out more water with less energy than anything else on the market. So many of the dehumidifiers you find at the big box store and things are very attractively priced, so you buy one. And unfortunately, it doesn't do the job. It doesn't lower the humidity level enough where you actually feel the difference or it changes the air quality. The PermaDry device will do just that. So it not only dries it out, it filters the air and pulls out mold spores and even viruses out of the air. And of course, everybody who listens to the show knows that about half the air you breathe upstairs comes out of the crawl space. So they're on the right track. Definitely, you want to dehumidify it. And give us a call, go to our website, and hear about the PermaDry. You'd be glad you did.
And the website, if our listeners want more information, check that out.
That's permaseal.net.
We have Stephanie from Des Plaines, where I grew up, loyal show listener here, Home Sweet Home Chicago listener, called you guys during the week to ask for proactive tips for her home to be ready for when it rains, kind of what you were just talking about. She also asked what to do if she already has water in her basement, which is not a good thing to have. So proactive measures that she could follow and other listeners can follow, and what should she do and other listeners do if they're currently getting water in their basement? I mean, we've had a couple of rainstorms, nothing major. It's not like the four-day monsoons that we get, which are coming. But, you know, we've had a couple of episodes getting people ready for the heavy rains coming.
Well, I give Joe credit for the segue here. It's all about this should be the year of planning and doing things beforehand, not hesitating until, you know, we do have the torrential rain and everybody has problems and you've incurred damages and things. And there are some things you can do right now today on this bright, sunshiny day to ward off having problems and mitigate the chances of you having problems. And first and foremost of those is your sump pump, because that's the number one cause of basement flooding is sump pump failures. And I don't know about Stephanie's sump pump. I know there's a lot of people who have sump pumps out there that aren't working and they don't know about it. And so you want to get down, test your sump pump now. Just pour some water in it, make sure it's activated. If you're not sure how, give us a call. We have maintenance technicians will come out and do a full inspection of your basement and water test your sump pump and advise you that you have the adequate equipment or not.
How much water, when you say put it in your sump pump,
yeah,
right? You go into the closet in the corner of your basement that you don't like going into. You lift the cover off of that goofy thing that looks like a Frankenstein event down in the basement, right? That's got pumps on it that goes, right?
That black box.
That black box. And you pull the cover off. How much water should activate the pump? Is it 1 gallon? Is it 2 gallon? Just trying to give our listeners an idea. A gallon milk jug, is that going to be enough if they fill up an empty milk jug with water?
No, probably not. And you might have a 5 gallon bucket. You might have 2 5-gallon buckets. It's really going to vary according to your situation and where your water table is and things.
Okay.
The best thing, if you can, is hook up a garden hose to the laundry sink or bring the hose in from outside, run it through the window. Just keep running the water until the pump activates or your feet get wet, and then you know your pump's not working.
Well, how far to the top of the well should the activation kick in?
Yeah.
Should the pump kick in?
When you look in the well, there should be, most cases, there's a drain tile or a black pipe or a white pipe coming into the sides. That's your drain tile coming in. The pump should evacuate the water before the water gets up to that drain tile level, because we want that drain tile fully emptying during the rain. So the pump has a float on it, and it will automatically work. And it should activate and empty the water before it gets up to that drain tile. If it's getting up over the drain tile, it's not set at the right level. It may not be working at all, so you definitely want to give us a call.
Could you tell if they sent you guys a video?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. You know, do your water test, you know, send us a video, and we can give you a lot of information that way. The other thing I have to tout, because I'm wearing the sweatshirt today, is the basement defender. And so those of you who don't want to test your question probably is, Dave, well, how often do I have to do this test? I said, well, you know, just every day is all. You know, you don't have to do it any more than that. I think once a day is adequate. Because most people are busy. They don't have more than once a day to go down and check their water, their sump pump, right? So that's why we invented the basement defender, which actually will test your pumps and your backup pumps and your battery and your charger. And by the way, your temperature and humidity in the basement. Every day at 8 a.m., it will test it for you. So it's a basement defender. It's a game changer. It'll give you peace of mind.
You have a client to your right,
yeah.
Igor Hausman. Why'd you put
it
in?
I love it. Well, for a variety of reasons, many of which Roy just pointed out, is that, you know, I don't have the time to test my pump. I have anxiety over my pump. I don't want a flooded basement.
Well, you could have said anxiety. You could have stopped that anxiety.
I'm a very anxious person.
I know.
Yes.
You drive me crazy.
But, David, I also want to, you know, mention one more thing. You know, Roy mentioned this dehumidification thing. I cannot stress how important it is for a properly functioning wood floor above the basement level to have dehumidification going in the basement. We get calls daily where people think there's something going on with their floors because they're cupping or buckling. It turns out that we go down to the basement, it's like 80% relative humidity down there, and they need to really eliminate that moist air, and they're not doing it. So Roy's got these products that are a lifesaver for the wood floors above.
Does that sweatshirt come in a double extra large? I have white shoulders. I'm just saying.
You do.
Because I work out.
We got one for you.
You got one for me? Yep. If our listeners want more information about the basement defender or the dehumidifier, or to contact you just to have a coffee with you, because you're a very, very neat eater, Roy. You're one of the, you know, I look around this room, not so much, but you, very neat eater. If our listeners want to reach out to the tribe, how do they reach out?
800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to Donna about Genie and Mount Prospect and how you helped Genie, our listener, Mount Prospect. Donna, you ready?
I am more than ready.
Brace for impact, Donna.
I am ready.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and phone line, photo line. If you got pictures, send in the pictures. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
We'll all be gone for the summer.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. How does real estate market, been doing mortgages 21 years this August, never seen it this crazy, Donna, and we are getting multiple offers. We are being asked to write multiple approval letters because our borrowers are not winning the bids on the homes. We're now seeing appraisals come in $30,000 to $40,000 less than what they're paying for, because the closed sales have not caught up with what our borrowers are paying for the houses. Yes, Joe.
You have to write a new letter every time?
Yeah, because it's specific to the address. So we like to write it specific to the address. That's what we do. Okay, and then some realtors, Donna, are concerned with the increase in the interest rates, because a lot of our borrowers have been looking, Joe, for 12 to 14 weeks.
Yeah.
14 weeks ago, the rates were in the low to mid twos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're in the low to mid threes now, and a lot of those borrowers, buyers, can't afford to borrow money at the same level at a higher rate. Mm. You know, we ran the numbers, I think, with Donna or Jill or Amy or one of them, and it ate into the buying power, the yes. increase in the rate by $25,000 in buying power. So these things have a major impact. So the realtors are coming back, and they want to make sure that it's real. Yep. Okay, and Donna, correct me if I'm wrong. You come in with an online approval letter. What does that do to the realtor?
Well, we're going to talk about this, and one of the things that when you are presenting an offer is that I want to see a rock solid pre-approval letter if you are indeed financing as opposed to cash. And I can tell you right now that some of them I'm seeing, a five-year-old could have typed it out on Word, and they're submitting this with a pre-qual as opposed to a pre-approval, and it's just not flying. I mean, if I'm looking at it from the listing side, am I confident that this is going to be a solid buyer? I don't think so.
I would have to think not. And as a realtor told me when I first got into this 20 and a half years ago, this, and that's when online lending started becoming in vogue, right? Like,
yes.
Like all of a sudden, you know, the internet was super hot and all of these online services started. We've all seen it here, right? You know, in our industries. And the realtor, who is an experienced lady, right? She's doing it for 30 years. She's like, I want to be able to put my hands around a lender's neck when something goes wrong.
Right.
And she couldn't do that. She's like, these online things scare the hell out of me. And this is a lady at the time, this is 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. She'd already been selling real estate for 30 plus years. One of the biggest realtors in the area. She's like, I want to be able to put my hands around the lender's neck when something goes wrong.
Well, sometimes you have to.
No, but meaning you need to know the
yes,
person. You can't.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. You need to have confidence
in them that they are going to be able to complete the deal. Because another thing we're starting to see in this market is that, you know, these properties are going under contract, and then, you know, a week or 2 weeks later, they're coming back on the market. So a lot of reasons. Appraisals, buyer's regret, lenders that can't do what they say they can do.
Uh-huh. We had a call
typically,
last week.
Typically, yeah. Now going back to this online lender thing, typically, you know, when you start looking and people are comparing rates, and they figure that the best way to do this is online. Mm-hmm. But what they're not doing is comparing apples to apples. They're comparing apples to oranges, because there's a total cost to doing business. So I can sit here all day and quote you a rate, or you could, and then, you know, when it comes time to close, all of a sudden there's a big, big difference in what you're paying for your lending costs.
Sure. Yeah, I talk about that all the time.
Yes.
It's the cost to close.
Yes.
Right? And we just had it with another lender that advertises predominantly on a different station. They were $1,000 higher than us in closing costs. You know, the guy's like, well, my rate's this, and, you know, well, you know, you're an eighth of a point higher than the other guy. I'm like, okay, what's the other guy quoting you? How much in closing costs?
Right.
I said, ours is $2,500 for your transaction. I showed you mine. What's the other guy doing? $3,500. I'm like, you want to pay me an extra G? You want to pay me an extra grand? I could buy your rate down a quarter of a point. Okay, so there's two ways to do it. Everybody's all enamored now, right? Everybody wants $1.87 gas. I always use this because I couldn't believe it at the Shell at Aptekissick and Milwaukee. It was $1.87 6 months ago when I was schlepping back and forth to my in-laws' house, right? It's now at like $3 a gallon. Okay, but people still want to pay $1.87. So guess what? Put $1.87 up there, right? No problem. You're not going to get a full tank of gas. You're not going to get a full gallon of gas. You know, you're going to get a little more than a half a tank, half a gallon of gas at $1.87, because today prices are over $3 a gallon. So there are two ways to get it. You could either pay for it, like you just said, and what does that do? That eats into the buying power.
Right.
That's already it pushed to the limit of buyers. And they have to show up at closing with a ton more money that they don't have.
Right.
It's a joke. It's a bait and switch.
Often, I always say, too, it's the interest rate and the taxes that are going to affect your monthly payment much more than the purchase price will in the big scheme of things. So those are the things you really have to look at when you're – and most people are concerned not with the price that they're paying over 30 years, but with what they're having to come up with month to month.
Sure.
You know, it's got to fit into the budget.
We've talked about this during the break. Before the show, we talked about it. We have a pending foreclosure challenge coming up at the end of the year. You have our listeners who have been in their homes for 18 months that haven't made a mortgage payment. Great. No problem. Hang on.
Yeah, this is another problem.
At the end of the year, when their forbearance is up in October, November, and the moratorium gets lifted and CARES Act 2 flies away and you don't have any protection, and you've got a mortgage payment of X, but you have a tax and insurance payment of $1,000 a month. If you can't make that $1,000 a month payment, no matter what they do with the mortgage, you can't afford to live in that house. I'm sorry I'm the only guy talking about it on this show. I'm sorry I'm the cold-hearted SOB, but I'm telling you to your face, if you can't afford the taxes and the insurance, and the real estate taxes in this area are unbelievably ridiculous. Okay, they're ridiculously high, and it's impacting on the buying power of and impacting. You really want to see home value soar? Drop the real estate taxes. We'd be even higher on value because people would be able to afford to invest more in their monthly mortgage payments instead of these ridiculous real estate taxes. When that happens, listeners out there, we talked about during the break, Donna, there are listeners that are having challenges today.
Yeah.
You're most likely going to have challenges in November and December when the music stops and there's less chairs to put your butt on.
Yeah,
you better, and you got 10 people lined up outside of doors right now, Donna. Mm-hmm. You're better off getting the hell out of that house now, figuring out where you're going to live, take that money that you're going to make, because as soon as it goes into foreclosure, as soon as you miss four mortgage payments, and I'm spitting because I'm all fired up, as soon as you miss four mortgage payments, you're into foreclosure, and you just got 25 to 40 grand in legal fees added to your loan. All your equity you just built up goes away because the banks are going to make you pay for that, all those legal fees.
Right.
So sell it now.
Sell it now!
If you are in that situation, yeah. And, you know, sell it now regardless. I mean, it's a great time to sell your house.
Why? Because you can.
Because you can. And you are in the driver's seat, which is kind of a segue into what I wanted to talk about today.
You already did.
I already did what?
Talk about it.
I'm going to continue to talk about it.
Well, you can go home now. 312-981-7200.
Good job, Donna.
312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. The text line's blowing up. We're going to come back, talk wood. Because Igor here, I got a text message. Igor, you're going to love this. Okay, you're going to.
I can only wait.
I know you got anxiety, so I'm going to fire you up and let you wait 3 minutes. You got a texter that disagrees with your lumber shortage. It's all a myth. He's already getting fired up.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, he's
theories.
Got the old. He's don't get
it. It could be
upset.
A myth, Igor. Just let us know where the wood
312-981-7200. Yeah. Where's all the lumber? Yeah. You'll go send the trucks.
No, yeah, it's a myth. Okay.
312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, name 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Tommy, so everybody knows what a farmhouse sink is.
It's a fire clay sink. A farmhouse sink basically lays and cradles within the cabinet, but it gives you that 1920s, 1930s. I forget what they call that era.
The Depression.
The
Roaring Twenties.
Wake up first thing. What do you call the late 30s? The Depression.
Yeah,
I remember the Depression.
When I get back to the store after the show, I'm renaming that thing from the Farmington sink to the Depression sink. I'm not sure it's going to have the same shebang, but.
You should have a Hoover line and then like a Roosevelt line, like that's really bad.
And then like a bread line.
Hey, and instead of the edge, we're going to call it the soup kitchen.
That's good.
It works. A soup kitchen.
312-981-7200. 312-981.
Whoops. And Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, we need to cut that one down a little bit. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, photo, and text line. You could win a Miracle Method transitionary tub transition, easy step, by going to WGNradio.com/contests. It's a great opportunity. We're going to announce the winner next weekend on next weekend's show. So here we go, Igor, Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Floor, you know everything, Mr. Smarty Pants.
I don't know everything, Dave.
You know everything,
but I do
there
know
is.
Floors.
You know everything about lumber. 847. There is no lumber shortage, Igor, according to this texter.
Yep.
The sawmills are running at 93% to 95% capacity. There is actually an excess of wood inventory right now. I don't know if this texter has actually been in any type of hardware store in the area or throughout the United States to see that there is no lumber on the shelves. But according to this texter, don't know where this texter is getting their information
yeah.
or backing up their claim of 93% to 95% capacity, but you're not telling the truth, Igor, and you don't know what you're talking about. Please address this text.
So, you know, the whole lumber shortage issue is industry-wide. It's not just in flooring. It's not just in cabinetry, as Joe was just talking about. It's not just in plywood. It's not just in furniture. I mean, it is literally anything that has anything to do with wood. So the texter may be right that a mill somewhere may be running at 93 to 95% capacity, but there are simply less mills. So during the shutdowns, when everything came to a complete grinding halt, David, mills went out of business. Loggers stopped logging. Mills stopped sawing. And flooring and furniture and plywood and all of the other wood products that are fed into that industry came to a grinding halt. So right now, you know, we know that there's a lumber shortage because prices are skyrocketing. We're having to wait, in some cases, a month, 2 months, 3 months more than we normally would wait for our lumber shipments to come in. And when I talk to our suppliers, and we have suppliers throughout North America and even parts of Europe, there's a legitimate shortage in that there aren't enough players in the industry. They're starting to come back online, David, but they're not there yet.
Well, here's the problem. Donna, chime in on this because it happened to you as well in the real estate industry. When March 15th hit, everybody thought we were all going to die and the plague was coming.
Right.
And nobody,
except me.
Except Donna, because Donna's like, the mask are crap. Okay, so
this
is all me. Yeah, this is all nonsense and I'm not getting a shot unless they, whatever. All right, so Donna's in that camp, which is fine.
Yeah.
But mid-March, nobody knew what was going down except Donna. A lot of 99% of our listeners thought everything was going to shut down.
We should have talked to Donna.
We should have talked to Donna. And so everything shut down. Okay. Yeah. Nobody knew if their business was going to be in, you know, still open. It was a bad time. It was a very scary time.
It was scary.
So hang on. I'm getting to a point. We went 90 days of not knowing anything. Mm-hmm. And what was happening? People were at home looking at staying home, looking at all the things that they hated about their homes. Mm-hmm. And they started doing what? They started let their fingers do the shopping, mm-hmm. right? You know, kudos to the Yellow Page ad from the 70s. And they started placing online orders.
Right.
Okay. And all of a sudden, these factories started seeing, as manufacturers and these furniture companies, these flooring companies, everything, cabinet companies started seeing people started spending the money that can't go on vacation. Right? Can't take that trip. Can't buy this.
Can't go out to dinner.
Can't go out to dinner. Yep. They've got all this disposable income sitting there. Mm-hmm. So what did they start doing? They started investing it in their homes. Mm-hmm. And then the home improvement guys like Joe and Roy and Sarah start going crazy. And Igor start getting orders. Now there's a 90 to 120 day lag time to get that back up and running, bring people in. If they could find people to come back in that wanted to work.
But it's even worse. David.
Go ahead. Make it worse.
Which is another problem.
It's even worse. The worst part of it is when everything came to a stop, those 90 days, and we were all told to just go home and hunker down and you know, lock ourselves in and close the drapes and everything, that's exactly what people did. And so what happened was, again, it reverberated all the way through the entire industry. At least in lumber, everything came to a stop. And lumber has to start with the loggers. So, you know, forgetting weather for a minute, you know, if you have an exceptionally wet or cold season, sometimes loggers can't go in and get those trees cut down and bring them to the sawmills, which is something that also contributed to this. But, you know, bottom line is all of this kind of goes up and down through the chain. So it is impossible to say that there's no shortage, because all you have to look is the inflationary pressure that's on lumber right now, the supply chain issues, and demand is outpacing supply.
Donna?
2 points. Did the fires that were raging last year at this time, did that have something to do with the amount of lumber? And number two, is our texter saying that the problem is transporting it from this sawmill to the public?
Donna, to answer your question, you know, some of the fires may have contributed, although I don't know if that particular or those particular fires were burning the trees that would have been used in our lumber.
I was curious about that.
But the second point that you made is most mills are within 50 to 100 miles of the harvest area. In other words, you're not going to be trucking lumber 1,000 miles. It doesn't make any sense. Nobody would do that because it's not economically feasible. So the sawmill has to be within a fairly short distance of the actual harvest area.
Okay.
And so what happens in those cases is as those loggers come offline, the mill has nothing to saw. It has nothing to produce.
Right.
And then we then can't get that lumber out of that sawmill. And so that's why you see plywood go from $20 a sheet to $60 a sheet.
Yeah. I was curious about that.
Yeah. Texter Joe and Roy, you guys, you know, were outside talking about something, said that there's no lumber shortage and that the mills
are
running.
Yeah, I feel like I missed part of the show, but I had a good time with Roy.
I'll take that.
But I didn't even know that we
Yeah, well, that's what we were talking about. We're like, what the hell are we talking about? It's all right. No, it's great. I'm glad you guys had a fun time.
It was great. Right, right. That was the most enjoyable part of our morning.
Whoa.
So far.
We held down the floor, so it's okay.
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay, 312-917-200. If our listeners want to reach you, Igor, how do they reach you?
Please give us a call at 847-674-7500 or find us online at MrFloor.com.
I want to give some tips about forbearance coming out of the break. Then we're going to go to Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to hit some news, traffic, and weather and be back after you get all of that wonderful information.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mr. Floor Igor Murak, Donna Sattler with Remax at Home, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, and PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, as typically happens when our expert guests have a topic to cover. We don't cover the topic during their short segment. So, Donna, what is the most effective way for our listeners to write offers in this market?
Okay, I want to preface what I'm going to say with just a little statement, because I don't think a lot of people know exactly what's going on in this market and why it is like it is. So right now it's a perfect storm for sellers. We're coming off the pent-up demand of this whole corona lockdown. We've got a low amount of new builds over the years. We have low interest rates. We have 78 million millennials getting jobs, wanting to start families, coming into the market, looking for a house. We've got people reevaluating their current homes and its use. And we also have historically low inventory levels. I have seen some reports that say we have never had this low of an inventory of homes for sale ever.
Perfect storm.
So it's a perfect storm for sellers. So what the buyers need to understand is that they are not in the driver's seat right now. The sellers are in the driver's seat. Buyers have never been in a position where they need to look more attractive to get an offer accepted than they do now. So asking the seller for anything basically is not very attractive. Okay, so I've had clients who are like, well, you know, let's come in a little under list and we're going to ask for $6,000 in closing cost credits. And I'm like, stop right there. Remember when we talked about this? And, you know, these are just not possible things right now, unless you've got a terribly distressed property in a horrible location with a bad school district or whatever, if it's an undesirable property. So some things that you can do. First of all, you should be working with an experienced professional real estate agent who knows how to write offers, talk to other agents through a network of knowing them, understanding what's going on right now. Some things that you could offer would be possession after the close to the seller, because in this kind of a market, it's difficult. If a seller does not have a place to go, they are going to be turning around and getting in the same position that these buyers are in, is they're no longer a seller, now they're a buyer. So possession after close would be attractive. No home sale or home close contingencies on your offer, meaning that you don't have a house to close on or to sell. Sometimes we have to get creative in what we're offering. I had a client, we found out that the seller's concern was that the owner was in his 90s and he had gone on to assisted living, and his concern was he couldn't get the stuff out of the house. So my client offered to take everything out of the house as a condition of our offer, that he could not or would not be able to get out.
Hire movers for him.
Essentially, but it wasn't movers. It was garbage. I mean, it was stuff they didn't want anymore. So we put that in the offer, and we were able to get that offer accepted. So you know, you've got to maybe be a little bit creative. You've got to understand what's going on in the market, and you have to have an attractive offer. Now, from the listing side, if I'm a listing agent, please, please, please make sure your offer is complete, completely filled out, that includes all disclosures, that includes a pre-approval, not a pre-qual or pre-qualification, but a pre-approval, and to put it in one PDF file. I don't want three different emails, one with the offer, one with the disclosures, and one 3 days later with the pre-approval letter. So a lot of things you can do, and what it all boils down to is you really should be working with a professional who knows what they're doing and knows how to do it in this kind of a market.
Question for you. Should I remove 847? Should I remove all the ADA items in the house, American Disability Act items from the house before I try to sell? Example, grab bars in the shower ramp to the front door, yes or no?
I would say in this market, a seller doesn't really have to do anything, but you are limiting your buyer pool. So I would say probably if you want more money, yeah, go ahead and remove it. If you don't want, you're going to get more money anyway, leave it.
All right. I just want to give some tips for Barron's. We're going to take a break, come back to Sarah. Igor, I promise we'll get to your steam question about should you use steam to clean hardwood floors, because
steam mops
because a lot of our listeners think that that's the best way to disinfect the floor. Probably not the best way to.
How about me? Do you want to talk to me?
I want to talk to you as well about disinfecting your body. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
I want to talk to you, Joe.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about different disinfected parts of cleaning yourself. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. Forbearance, number one, you can refinance after a forbearance if you were making mortgage payments during the forbearance. We're getting a ton of these calls, our listeners need to know. If you've been paying, if you went to forbearance, it's a defensive mode and made the payments, call your servicer, ask them to get out of forbearance. You could refinance right away. If you went to forbearance due to a defensive position, and we're stopped making the mortgage payments, but pocketed all that and banked all the money, you could call up your servicer, say you want to get out of forbearance, take the money that you banked, pay it up in full. You could refinance right away. If you went to forbearance because you got cut back on your job and you had to modify your loan, which means add months or change payment plans, whatever, that's called a modification. You have to modify your loan. You have to get modification papers after you are out of forbearance. Tell your servicers you want out of forbearance. Get modification papers, because if you don't get modification papers, you're going to be waiting. You have to make three mortgage payments after you get the modification papers before you can refinance. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Sarah after these messages.
Look at Donna's look. Her mouth is hanging open. That you could say all that stuff. So good.
I'm amazed.
Well, there's a microphone there. Listeners can't.
I'm amazed.
Isn't he good?
Yeah, he's
like,
good.
He really knows his stuff. He should not talk about concrete. You should not talk about any home improvement.
You should talk about loans for parents and stuff like that.
Dave, if you stay in your lane, you'd sound so much smarter.
I have I have male hygienic tips, but I don't want to take away from your thunder.
No, that you should stay away from, too. 312-981-7200,
because they're probably not good.
They're probably not good.
312-981-7200. Going to come back with Sarah Andreas after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Sarah, hang tight. We have a forbearance call here. Barbara, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay, I think. I hope it's over almost.
What's going on?
So, like so many people, I was furloughed last year due to COVID. I had heard on one of your programs about forbearance. So I called my bank, Huntington, which I've been a Huntington customer for more than a decade. I just called them and they said, okay, fine. They took a bunch of information over the phone. I entered into a 4-month forbearance agreement, no problems, no paperwork. And when I was called back to work, thank heavens, I called them. I told them I wanted to start paying again. I started paying my mortgage 100% in September of last year, and I've paid it ever since, no penalties. And I kept asking, so what about this loan modification? Where's the paperwork? Where's the paperwork?
When did you exit the forbearance? So you went 4 months, September, October?
I ended forbearance in September.
Okay.
And I was waiting. I called every month to see where the paperwork was, the agreement was.
Well, you're Barbara. I know who Barbara is. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah. I've been on shows this week talking about how Huntington Bank screwed over a WGN listener. This is the lady, okay? This is the lady that Huntington Bank just absolutely did wrong.
Didn't send the letter.
They didn't send the modification letter.
Right.
Okay, so all the stuff, everybody's like, oh, you make this crap up. This listener right here, you called me to help you. You called after the show after we talked about forbearance, and I told you what to do, correct? Call up your servicer, ask to get out of forbearance, and send modification papers. Is that yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and we started refinancing right away because I figured you'd get the modification paper quickly, and we'd take you out of... What rate are you in right now, Barbara?
4.875. Four? And you got me less than half.
2.625 we put her in. So the way it's supposed to work is that Barbara calls up Huntington. Huntington gets her out of forbearance, which they did, sends her modification paperwork. When we're at record high unemployment, they might want to think about hiring more people to staff their modification department because there's 7 million people in forbearance. Maybe there's going to be a rush when people come out that need to be modified. Okay? They didn't do that. Okay? So this listener here, right, Barbara? Correct me if I'm wrong. You called Huntington Bank repeatedly and asked them for the modification paperwork.
Every single month. We were ready to close refi December, January. I got the loan, the refi agreement in March. In 7 months after I was out of forbearance, and 3 months after we were ready to close refi.
Yes.
Then they said that I couldn't refi because I had to wait 3 months post-refi agreement. None of that was in the paperwork. None of it. None of the customer service customer uselessness people knew that. They didn't tell me. No, it was nowhere. It was nowhere in any of the communications over the phone or in the paperwork. So here it is. More than a year later, after I was in forbearance, more than a year later, I still can't refi because Huntington doesn't have their act together, doesn't have a clear strategy or communications plan to tell customers like me who have been good customers for more than a decade. And now my closing costs, I was so afraid you'd walk away from me. I was so afraid I'd lose that rate. But my
David doesn't walk away.
I don't walk. Hang on, Barbara. Stop crying. Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
I know you're emotional. I just want to break it down for our listeners because we got to get to Sarah and we got a bunch of calls coming in. And I appreciate you calling in because I got a ton of emails like, oh, that's BS what you said on the air. It's not BS. Here's the lady that they drilled. Okay? She listens to the show religiously every weekend. She heard us talking about forbearance because, Joe, I told everybody on the show, get into forbearance. She went into forbearance because she got her income cut. She's not a very wealthy individual. She makes about, what,
$50,000.
I didn't want to just throw it out there. Okay, so Barbara makes $50,000 a year, got her pay cut due to COVID, went into forbearance to protect herself, came out, did everything right. The people at Huntington said, you have to wait, you have to wait. And I told them, that's crap. Get out of forbearance, ask for modification. She waited 7 months. So I called up the corporate communication department at Huntington. I said, hey, listen, I got a listener who's very upset. Okay, you guys just aren't doing it right. And we're keep extending the lockout. It's like over $2,000 to keep the rate. I can't get that rate anymore. Okay, and so I said, I went through it. They hooked me up with a nice lady. Okay, and this is all the facts. All right, so I tried to stop. I told Huntington, this lady's going to call into the show and lose it, and you guys are going to get a huge black eye. Just make it right. So Huntington admitted that they were backed up. They admitted that they were short-staffed. They admitted that Barbara exited forbearance in September. They admitted that they didn't send the letter till March and basically told her all she wanted to do was get the extensions covered and the differential in payment that she couldn't refinance because they didn't get her the paperwork. Applied back to her. Under $3,000. Huntington Bank told her to stuff it. Hmm. Okay, Barbara, am I right or wrong?
You're right. I mean, it's only right that if you do everything right as a good customer, that they do everything right as a good in good faith. Anybody going into forbearance, I have two pieces of advice. Don't bank with Huntington ever. Get your accounts out of there, and then find somebody who's good in finance, like you stuck with me, and help you figure it out. It's been a nightmare.
We went back to them, and I said, so again, let me get this straight. You admit that she called you in September to get out of forbearance. Yes, we admit that. You admit that she requested forbearance modification papers. Yes, we do. You admit that you're short-staffed, and due to your short-staffedness, that you couldn't get her the proper paperwork until March. It took you 6-7 months, which is prolonging this lady, which is costing this lady close to $3,000 in extension fees, and you're not willing to do anything. Am I getting that right? Because I know this is a recorded call. So when they go back and listen to this, everything that I'm saying on the air is exactly what I just said to you. And I just want you to confirm all that. That's 100% right, Mr. Hochberg. I go, thank you very much. I go, Barbara is going to lose her mind on you. She's going to file a complaint with the CFPB because you won't make it right because you screwed her over for a lousy $3,000. Joe, if somebody called you like Barbara and said, one of your guys did her wrong, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
But
you know what, Dave? I will tell you the best thing that happened to Barbara is that you stayed by her side.
I call the corporate communications people. I'm like, just make it right. Yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to avoid an absolute train wreck for you because she's going to do what she's going to do and make a mess.
But you stayed with her.
I stayed with her. And Huntington could still make it right and make this thing go away by just taking care of her. It's really that simple.
Oh, I thought it was done now.
No, she's got to eat the extension costs. It's going to cost her
$3,000
in extension fees because I got to extend the lock. I can't get her 2.625. Okay, so there's your learning experience that I just talked about prior to the break. Sorry, Barbara, that I appreciate you calling into the show after hearing that to share her.
Thank you.
And to stop crying. Your loan will be done.
You never tell anybody to stop crying. It's not that easy, David, when
no,
you're
it's
crying.
Not.
Well, okay,
no,
you want to keep crying, Barbara.
No, don't say that. Say, Barbara, I understand.
What do I do?
It'll be all right.
Barbara, it'll be okay.
Right.
Is that better?
Thank
you. Feel better?
It sounded better when I said it.
No, I think you mean no reason to cry anymore.
There's no reason to cry. It's almost over.
Right.
Okay?
That's what I think you meant, Joe.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
All right, Barbara.
Thank
we love you. We love you, Barbara. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Love you, too.
312-981-7200. We're going to send her to Mr. Floor Cleaning Project.
Absolutely.
Right? That'll make her happy.
That'll make the tears dry up.
Yeah. Well, she'll have clean
floors. That'll make her stop crying, David. You know what, Barbara, here. Take a Mr. Floor Cleaning Product.
I'll tell you what, we're going to send her the full embankment of cleaning products.
You know what, I was just going to say, I'm going to send her all the products.
That's going to make her cry
all
for
the
sure,
products.
Igor.
And
could
happiness.
You imagine what's going to happen?
And happiness. She's going to make her cry.
Send her some
happiness.
She will smile when she has clean surfaces.
And you know what, we're going to send her a Mega Pros hoodie.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'll send it to her after she stops crying.
After she stops crying, fine. 312-981. Roy's like, you guys.
I'm still waiting for a Mega Pros hoodie.
Oh, here we go. 312-981-7200.
Yes.
After the break, Sarah Andreas. I didn't think it would take that long. I apologize.
Thank you.
Please accept my apology. Okay.
It's 312. Like a mega tease.
What?
It's like a mega tease. You keep teasing Sarah.
I know. Yeah. Well, I get that from Joe. Mega Pros, mega tease.
Mega tease.
Mega tease.
Okay. Hold on.
Big tease.
Megapros.com.
You can have megatees.com. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sooner Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. As promised, as built up.
The hype.
The hype. If you've been waiting for this, you've been waiting for some good stuff because we have Sarah Andreas.
Is your dad awake?
He's awake.
Okay.
There he is.
He's waving, too.
Keep him in the media room, though.
Jumping jacks.
Yeah, with new hips. That's great. 312-981-7200. One of my neighbors in Northbrook contacted you this week, wanted to know if their garage door, garage floor was in need of replacement, or if they could wait a few years because it's not, I mean, it's an investment.
It is an investment. Yeah.
Do you offer that type of free consultation and come out to say, you know what, you might be able to get away with a couple more years? And what's happening is the thaw and frost cycle is going on, the water that was coming in, the cracks are getting larger. Do you do that free type of estimates?
Absolutely. I spend a lot of time with homeowners explaining to them why they don't need a new garage floor right now. Sometimes when you're spending money on a driveway, a patio, and other expenses, and I want to help save you money as a customer. So I will work with people, give them a quote for a garage floor. Hey, it'll be X amount of dollars this year. That price will be good for the next year. Why don't you wait 2 or 3 years? Because if you're not getting water or mice in your garage or any other kind of critters, you could usually wait. Aesthetically, those cracks are ugly, but you're not typically spending, you know, having family parties in your garage. If you are, replace your garage floor. Mm-hmm. But when we reinstall a garage floor, we're going to put it back in a way that all the water drains out of your garage into your alley, into your driveway. We typically have 2 inches of pitch on a garage floor. So if you could live with how your garage looks right now with the cracks and things shifting, as long as you're not getting any water or mice or any other kind of critters in your garage, you're good for a couple years. I'll come back and look at it in 3 years.
So is that all? So when do you recommend a tear out? What are the signs that you got to tear it out now? I mean, or is there any type of sign like that? Probably when you're moving, right? You know, Donna, is that if you walk into a garage and there's the garage floor, instead of in 2 gigantic slabs or 4 gigantic slabs, however big the garage is, it's in 17 different cracked pieces. Is that going to be a dead deal? Probably in this market, nothing.
It won't be a dead deal, but it'll be certainly something that I would point out and say, mm-hmm. you know, this is going to need to be fixed. You either got a budget for it or, you know, we move on to another house.
Do you offer that services for realtors for their clients that are looking to buy homes? Hey, it's going to cost you $7,000, $6,000 or something like that.
I give people quotes all the time to take to their realtor and mm-hmm. get that worked into their deal.
Yeah.
So
I think it's more important on the seller side, if the seller's concerned, and maybe not in this particular market, but in a normal market, at some point we'll get to again.
773 texter, can you or one of your guests explain the difference between concrete and cement? Also, why is every contractor told me to make certain that the concrete is mixed wet in the truck? Thank you, Susan. What does that mean?
Okay, so basically mixed at a plant, you want to get concrete that is being provided by, we use Ozinga, but a ready-mix company mixes it at the plant. People will buy like ready-mix dry bags and mix it on site with a little hand drill. They're not the same. That's not even in the same world. What you buy from Home Depot and what you're getting from a certified concrete distributor, two totally different things.
What's the difference between concrete and cement?
Okay. Cement, Portland cement is an additive in concrete. It's an ingredient in the cake that is concrete. Concrete is the whole cake. The air, the water, the sand, the Portland cement makes concrete. Cement is just one component. And I do want to mention today that any listeners that call our office at 708-863-5735 to schedule an estimate will receive 10% off the price of their project. Yes. I spent the last month meeting with listeners all over Chicagoland, addressing their unique problems, giving them that 10% off, giving them the most bang for their buck, and it's been a great ride. And I can't wait to ride that wave the rest of the summer.
Hector, Countryside, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for holding on. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, so I had a question first, and then I had a comment. So first my question. I have a client who's going to be building a new home, mm-hmm. and they were talking about insulating the floor before doing the actual concrete floor in the basement. Do you recommend that?
Insulating it? Did you say?
Correct.
Okay. Insulating the concrete floor, insulating the wood joists?
Insulating the floor and then putting the concrete over it. Like, for example, not the cushy insulation, the foam, like a foam board.
Joe, you want to address
foam board?
That?
Rigid insulation, I think.
Yeah, the closed cell foam.
But you can't.
I never heard of that,
right?
And I think he's making a mistake. I just didn't know. You know, figured I'd ask the question.
Joe,
so there's several different questions in there,
yes.
right? So you can't insulate from the bottom. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish. To tell you the truth,
I would imagine to keep warm in the basement floor.
It's not
correct. Yeah, he doesn't want the floor. You know, the basement floor is always cold.
Yeah, but that's
his comment was he's going to put this rigid board underneath,
right?
It's going to do, like, for example, like a thermal break. So
I totally understand. You're already below the frost line. You're already at 55. That's how your geothermal works. You don't
No, you don't need that, Hector. No. This is ridiculous. I don't even know why I'm talking so much.
You don't need it.
I thought the same thing. I just, you know, he was telling me this is what he wanted to do, and it just seemed like...
I try to be understanding, and it just doesn't work out. Well, that's stupid.
The concrete floor, if you did nothing, Hector, the concrete floor is going to be 55 degrees, even in the middle of January. If you insulate the heck out of it, and then in the middle of January... The concrete floor will still be 55 degrees. You're not going to change it by putting insulation.
Steve, you sound so much better than me.
And understanding. And you had a comment about about
Sarah? I did have a comment. A few years back, my wife and I, we built a home out in the western suburbs. And, you know, like a lot of people, we ended up towards the end of the job way over budget. Well, you know, it comes time to do the flat work, you know, like the rear patio and, you know, sidewalks and driveway. And, you know, just hemorrhaging money at that point.
Right.
So I used Andreas to do my work. And at that point, I was really contemplating doing asphalt for my driveway because it was just, you know, it is less expensive, but, you know, just obviously looks different.
Right.
It's a different product. And Scooter and Sarah both went over everything with me, the pros and the cons of the job. And at the end of the day, we ended up doing, you know, concrete. And I'm just really, really glad that they, you know, pointed out everything to me and convinced me to do that because it just looks so much better, and I'm grateful that they did. They did a wonderful job, and my wife and I couldn't be happier.
Thank you, Hector. And actually, this year, with the price of petroleum on the rise, concrete and asphalt are becoming, you know, about 30 years ago, asphalt was 50%. The price of concrete. Now it's only going to be about 10% less. So if you're a homeowner right now looking between asphalt and concrete, my advice to you would be to do concrete this year. You're going to save an exponential amount of money.
Because the price of gas went from $1.87 to $3.27, and it's a commodity, and it's gone up now. Now, you know, asphalt was lower than concrete. Now concrete is lower than asphalt right now. It's a commodity.
We're pretty close,
It's a commodity.
It is.
And it lasts longer, and you don't have to seal it every year, right? I mean, that's why I did it.
And it doesn't crack off at the edge.
We love the look of our driveway, no doubt about it.
Hold on. Donna's got a cracking comment. Donna?
No, I said the asphalt tends to crack around the edges of the asphalt.
And it dips, you know, in the hot sun.
Thanks, Donna.
You leave
for
a car on it.
That little tidbit of information.
Well, I'm saying get the concrete.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what you.
Donna knows.
I know.
Donna knows.
Is a house with an asphalt driveway worth more or a concrete driveway? What's more valuable?
Well, a concrete driveway.
Okay.
But does it really affect the sale price? No.
Okay. It's
better.
It's less maintenance and it's better.
That's right.
And Donna believes in it.
I believe in concrete.
Doesn't believe in COVID, but believes in concrete.
Sarah, there's a lot of things that you want to learn from your dad, but not how to say asphalt. Okay, just so you know.
Oh, I know. All right.
you want to send a special shout out to your lovely Aunt Debbie? Who's listening in
my Aunt Deb's in the office. My dad's here in the studio. My Uncle Bob's retired, and I'm right here. So you can give us a call at 708-863-5735.
All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to take some calls after the break here. On the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
You missed this.
Sarah Andreas.
This is what you missed.
In my opinion, builder-grade cement, they come and fly through a neighborhood, do 20 homes at once. It's not the best quality.
And they go with 4-bag or 5-bag instead of 6-bag, and that's what I just see. 4-bag, 5-bag, 6-bag, Joe.
We rip these walls out, then, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And what is the bag?
It's the bags of Portland cement in the concrete mix. Cement is an additive in the concrete. That helps determine the PSI.
There you go, Donna.
There you go, David. You were saying it, and you didn't even know what it
meant. Yeah, I know. Come on. Cement goes into concrete. Duh.
I'm really sorry I spoke to you the way I did, and I still think you're the best cement man in the business.
Really?
No, but I got to get this driveway done, and no one else is available.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Cement guy.
312-981-7200. That's Ernie. Ernie, our head of production here, is a magician. Nice job, Ernie. 312-981-7200. And Sarah missed the whole thing, so we'll have to play it to Sarah for Sarah on the way. During the break, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. Using a steam cleaner, Mr. Floor, to steam clean and sanitize a hardwood floor. Good idea, bad idea, terrible idea. Don't even think about doing it.
And how many times have you answered this question?
You know, I was just going to say, Joe, you know, this is probably one of the most frequently asked questions is, can I use a steam mop on a wood floor? The short answer is absolutely not. Okay? So the purpose of the steam mop is to clean and disinfect. But the problem with the wood floor is that, as we all know, wood and water don't go well together, right? I mean, they just, you know, wood just is, it's very, I mean, wood is hygroscopic, so it'll absorb all that moisture. It'll expand. It'll cause buckling and cupping and delamination of the polyurethane coatings. It's just, it's not recommended. And not to mention, those steam mops operate at about 140, 150 degrees. So not only are you injecting steam into the into your wood floor, but you're also using it at a very high temperature, which can actually discolor the floor. And actually cause you know, dark lines to develop in between the boards because you're injecting and infusing steam and hot water, in essence, into your wood floor. So, you know, if you really want to properly clean a wood floor, and it's always recommended to clean the surface before you try to disinfect it. You know, as we always talk about on the show here, David, and you're familiar with our products personally, but, you know, the Mr. Floor cleaning line of products is really designed to clean your floors properly. It's not going to, you know, oversaturate the floor. It all comes in a pre-mixed spray bottle. All the chemicals are biodegradable. They're non-toxic. Yeah, so we strongly recommend that people try it and really see what all the excitement is about. And also, if you go to MrFloor.com and you use the promo code WGN upon you know, checking out and basically purchasing the products, you get a nice little discount to, you know, to try it. So on your first order, use WGN as the promo code and really use the products as they're intended to be used. Don't put a steam mop or a bucket of water and a mop on a wood floor. It never ends well.
312-981-7200, 847. Igor and Mr. Floor are the best. First, he did the magic on my sister's floor. Now he's helping my daughter with her floor issues. Great company to work with. So thank you for that text message.
Yeah, 312- thank you. Appreciate that.
981-7200. Ron in Morton. How are you, Ron?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, buddy. How can we help you?
My daughter, I'm calling for her. She has a home, doesn't have a basement. And she has two bathrooms that back up to one another. The tubs back up to one another, the stools back up to one another, and the basins back up to one another. When she fills the tub in the one bathroom and drains it, she gets sewer gas coming into the other bathroom. It's the only time she gets it is when she drains that one tub.
Okay. Is there a question tied to that, Ron?
Well, we're trying to figure out what's causing the sewer gas to back up when she drains that one tub.
I'm sorry, Ron. Is the other tub used often?
Yes, every day.
Okay, so both of them
are used every day.
Yeah, if both of them are used, Roy, I have no reason to know how a sewer gas would come up, right? So, in other words, if a P-trap goes dry,
right,
then you would get sewer gas.
That's what you normally think, that, you know, there's a P-trap, like a gooseneck, if you will, that holds water, and that keeps the gas from coming up through either drain. So my guess is that either one doesn't have a P-trap in it, or maybe there's a problem with the vent itself. There's a vent pipe that goes up above all that plumbing that could be clogged or obstructed. I think you're going to have a plumber come out and either open things up or at least put a camera down the line and see what he can see.
Has a plumber been out, Ron?
No. I told her I'd call first to see. You know, that's why I called. And so when we're done talking, I'll just
I got a number for you, Ron.
So the simple thing is just the fact that it was dry, and you're saying it's used every day. So that's not it. You definitely need a plumber on.
You got a phone number for you, Ron. Okay. Steve Suarez, RJ Graham Plumbing is part of the show. He'll come out, check it out. Okay, you want a number?
Yes.
708-743-743-7426.
7426.
Yep, and hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning. Oh, I'm sorry, you had another question, Ron?
No, I was going to say, would they come out to Carroll Stream?
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, and the other option, Donna, is to sell the house. Hang on, Ron, we're going to get you
and
a Mr.
I can help with that.
We'll get you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Marcel, throw your question out there quick. We got to hit a break.
Yes, listen, I heard earlier the replacement of the concrete floor, that the new one would have a 2-inch pitch. I have a lot of machinery that I work on wood, and I have to have a level floor. Is there a way to put a floor drain on there and still have a new flooring in there?
Sarah?
Absolutely, yeah. We can install a drain. That's no problem. Give you a level floor, no problem.
How's that?
Great, great. I think I'm going to have to go to your website and make an appointment.
Good. If you call our office today, you'll get 10% off the price of your project. 708-863-5735.
And hang tight for that Mr. Floor cleaning product, Marcel. So pick up Marcel, pick up Ron, and tell you real quick. I got a minute before the break. Renee, you got 10 seconds to ask your question. Mr. Floor, you got 10 seconds to answer. Go, Renee.
Okay, thank you. We have bamboo floors, and it's, I haven't been able to find anything to, you know, to clean them good. They look dull all the time.
Hang on.
Bam.
Yes or no?
Bamboo, typically you should be able to use our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner on them. They should do a pretty good job on bamboo.
And we're going to send you a free sample right now, Renee. That's how you do radio, Donna Sadler, right there. Boom, boom, boom.
Do you have a bamboo cleaner?
Well, so our cleaner is designed for polyurethane, and if polyurethane is what's coated on the bamboo, then it's no problem.
Okay, you want to ask him another question? I'm up against the break. You did that on purpose.
Yeah, it did.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. He looked at me. He's like, I'm gonna drive Dave crazy right now. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We got the First Responder Spotlight after the break. It's the City of Roselle Police Department. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mr. Floor Igor Murat, Donna Sattler with Remax at Home, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, and Permaseal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. WGNDavid.com. Every single one of our sponsors, by the way, is hiring. So if you're interested in a job, every single one of our experts has an opening for you. It's very simple. You go to WGNDavid.com, look at the companies. Next week, we will have an employment page up, courtesy of Joe Hogel and Roy Spencer's great idea to promote the jobs that are available for our listeners out there. But right now, until we get that up and running, it's very, very simple. All you need to do is go to WGNDavid.com, look at all of the different types of companies that are experts on the show, pick a company, contact them, tell them you're looking for work, and I guarantee you they will be interested in talking with you. This week, we are spotlighting the fine people of the Roselle Police Department, Police Chief Steve Hara, Deputy Chief Sean Cuistra, as well as the 31 police officers and 10 civilian support staff of the Roselle Police Department. We have Sergeant Brittle on. How are you, Sarge?
Hey, how's it going? It's Deputy Chief Sean Cuistra, and I'm Sergeant Rob Barreto.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you there, Sergeant
Rob. No, you didn't at all.
Oh, good. If I did, too bad. It's my radio show, and you'll like it.
Wow.
Yeah. I won't be going through Roselle anytime in the next couple of months. But
watch your speed there, Dave.
I got to watch my speed in Roselle, Itasca, that whole area. I got to be careful. So, so in all seriousness, Sergeant, it's nice to have a sergeant. We usually have the chiefs on, and the chiefs, are chiefs. And what do? They do meetings and they do conference calls. And
wow,
it's nice to have the guys on the street. What? Come on, Roy. I'm being, all the men and women are like, damn straight. Am I right, Sergeant?
Yeah, that is. But if I'm going to be absolutely honest, David, they have me up in administration. So, I mean, people don't think it's dangerous, but I got a really bad paper cut the other day.
Okay, there you go.
Tourniquet on. So you got it. Go ahead.
So how many, we brought you food from your local shop here. You chose the Italian Pizza Kitchen. How did I do there?
They're outstanding. Yeah, we love them. I've known Johnny, who's owned that place for 15 years since he just started in Roselle. He used to be over on Central. He's over on Irving Park Road. I don't know if you have him in the studio. He can probably give you the exact address, but he's on Irving Park Road in Roselle. Great food. They did an awesome job, and we really appreciate, David, that you bought us lunch yesterday and dinner. So yeah. The men and women of our police department really appreciate you.
Well, I've got it all over my beautiful Tommy Bahama shirt just to prove to you that it's delicious. I got the Vesuvio, the potato. Roy, as you can tell, I'll be eating this on the way home. I'll be licking it on the way home.
It looks good on you.
Yeah, it looks really good on me. Thanks, John.
I like it.
Yeah, okay, you could turn John's mic off. We'd rather talk to Rosemary anyway. How are you guys? You guys have been in business for how long?
15 years now.
15 years.
Yep.
And what did you bring? You brought the chicken Vesuvio.
Yes.
With the mascacholi on the side with the vodka sauce.
Yep.
With some salad that nobody's going to eat. I don't know why you wasted time doing that. Because this food, forget about unbelievable. It's amazing. And we know that you don't do anything. So put Rosemary on because nobody wants to listen to you.
Understood.
You know.
Hi.
Hi. You guys are brother and sister.
Yes. Yep.
How long have you been in business?
About 14 years.
And you guys support the local law enforcement agencies in Roselle?
Yes.
And you guys, brother and sister, working together. How's that working out?
It's been eventful, but yeah. She's also my best friend, so I mean, I can't complain.
Liar. 312-981-7200. So what did you bring to the staff, the police officers, for lunch and dinner yesterday on Team Hochberg?
We brought some mascacholi and meatballs, some spaghetti. We also had some chicken Vesuvio, chicken limon available to them. We had some roasted broccoli. We have a lot of different dishes we offer as well.
This food's amazing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, did you bring any desserts?
We did not.
Because his body was built on desserts. I can't make it to 1 o'clock without desserts. Can you Uber some food down
here?
Some cannolis over? I don't know what the hell you guys are thinking.
Have that green bean casserole
That's
for
Roy,
dessert.
Stop
that was
talking
good.
About
it was good. I'm telling you.
Green Mr. Healthy over here. So you look at Roy, Mr. 185 pounds, yeah. And I'm like 285. I need dessert. I got to get through the day, Roy. Eat the green beans. What kind of ridiculous comment is that? Eat the green beans. Don't listen to Roy. Where are you guys located? What are your hours? And if our listeners want to support you, which I want our listeners to support local businesses, where do they go to support you guys?
So we're located in Roselle, downtown. Irving Park and Roselle Road is the intersection that we are. We just built a brand new building about 4 years ago. Full dining room, bar, pickup and delivery service. We deliver about 7 miles within the Roselle area. So any local towns, Roselle, Bloomingdale, Itasca, Medina, Schaumburg, we touched down on all those together.
Are you doing anything for Mother's Day tomorrow?
Yes, we are open for regular service, little gifts for mothers that walk in, and we're going to enjoy celebrating mom tomorrow.
Rosemary, he doesn't shut up, but you know what? You give your sister the mic, for God's sakes. Who do you think you are?
Come check us out. Address is 55 East Irving Park Road.
Okay, and Sergeant... The
yes,
men
sir.
And women, how does it make you feel as a paper-cutting, generating administrator, overseeing the fine men and women who are out there risking their lives every day, to get recognition from the local community for the hard work that you guys do, that the men and women of the Roselle Police Department do every single day, risking their lives to protect the men and women and families who live in Roselle?
Yeah, their support is invaluable. I mean, I just wanted to take the second to thank the men and women of our police department. In spite of all the craziness that's happened in the last 15 months, David, they never failed to pin on their badge, strap on their duty belt, and report for work every day. Same thing for the civilian employees who work behind the scenes, for the support of our officers. You know, they make an otherwise difficult job a little easier. And then the community in Roselle and the local businesses who support us 100%. We can't do it without them. We appreciate them. I know that Chief Heron wanted me to express our gratitude to the citizens and the local business community and the officers and the men and women of the police department. So we really appreciate them. I can't say enough about them. They do it every day. They bring it every day. And they're there every time somebody calls.
And who did you nominate to be the first responder coming up in the upcoming weeks?
Yeah, that's going to be the Streamwood Police Department, So we nominated them, another outstanding organization a little bit west of us. Terrific town, terrific administration. So we nominated them. So you'll be talking to them, I believe, next week.
And if the residents of Streamwood wanted to drive over to Roselle, to your restaurant today, tomorrow, or next week, which is located where again? Rosemary?
55 East Irving Park.
You've got nothing against the fine people of Streamwood if they want to come in and have a meal.
We'll deliver to them, too.
Okay. Once again, the phone number if they want to reach out to place orders?
630-582-1900.
And you want to say something nice to your sister and all the women out there for Mother's Day, John?
Happy Mother's to everybody, especially my mother, my wife, and my rest of the moms in the community that support us in our business, the ones we help out on Saturdays and Sundays, and when they don't feel like cooking, they can relax. We're
there's
here
a there's a potential politician right there. Right there.
I like that.
That's very nice. Very nice. Nice job.
Well said.
Your address one more time.
55 East Irving Park Road.
Phone number for orders.
630-936.
Excuse me.
No.
Do you have a bar over there?
We do. We do.
Ooh. Do you sell tequila?
Of course.
Do you sell special? Joe, what's your preferred tequila?
Don Julio Reposado.
We do. We go up to 1942 and Casa Azul. Oh.
Okay, Joe will be there.
How late do you open?
12 o'clock on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to say, what time do you open? What time do you holiday?
I get in at 8 a.m.
Okay, well, there you go. 8:01, Joe. All right, thanks for calling, Sergeant. Thanks for coming down, guys. The food is amazing. Name of the company, the name of the restaurant one more time?
Italian Pizza Kitchen.
And the food, this chicken, forget about it. Next time, don't forget the cannolis. All right, for the love of God. What the hell's wrong with you? 312-981-7200. We're going to be taking callers all the rest of the entire rest of the show. 312-981-7200. We got Mike. We got B. We've got a bunch of texters calling in. We have Mr. Floor. We have Permaceal Roy Spencer. We have Sarah from Robert Andreas and Son. We have Donna Sattler from Remax at Home. At Mega Pros, Joe Mega Pros Home Improvements. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. What a great family. Rosemary and John.
It was like an Italian dinner just walked in here.
I was like, you know, 17.
It was
like,
it was like a party.
I'm like, want to bring the food down? Sure. It's like 7. The busload shows up. And
may I make a comment?
One after the other. They keep coming. It's like a clown. It's like one of those cars at the clown show. They just kept coming and coming. The family. Unbelievable. Yeah, great family.
Nice. I thought it was nice.
And the food was delicious. Donnie, you want to make a comment?
I'd like to make a comment on the food. I especially like the fact that the pasta with the vodka sauce was cooked al dente. It wasn't mushy like you get a lot of times. So kudos to them on that.
Okay.
In addition to that chicken that was delicious.
It's all over my shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious chicken.
Yep. That chicken just cost me another $8 dry cleaning bill. So I'll be making sure Rose Marie and John take care of that. Take it right off. Take it right off that lunch bill.
You're not kidding. You're wearing
it out. It came. It's like,
what happened? Did somebody throw it at you?
I went to bite into the Vesuvio, thinking it would be a little hard and a little structured, so I could pick it up with a fork. It was so damn moist and tender.
Oh, you're blaming it on the food.
It's the chicken.
Nice.
Chicken was too good, right?
The potato wedge was too moist. It was too delicious.
It's too delicious.
What?
It does look like somebody threw it at you.
I know. Just for the record. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 847 Roy. The sump pump reminds me of a toilet bowl. Of a toilet bowl tank. The float ball has to rise. Sometimes that sump pump ball gets stuck against the wall of the container. Good and easy to test. Also grew up in Des Plaines. 82 graduate. I guess this is a high school classmate of mine. I graduated Maine East at 1980. Puts me, then I went to Northern Illinois. Puts me at 53. Roy, you could stop with the math, with the abacus. Roy's like, one red cube, one green cube. That's all right, right? It's 53. I took care of that for you. So sump pump reminds this texter of a toilet bowl that went to Maine East High School in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, I've said time and time again, the sump pump is the heartbeat of the whole system, of your whole waterproofing system, keeping your basement dry. A sump pump has to work. If it doesn't work, you will get water. You can get large volumes of water. So we want the most reliable pump we can get. What that gentleman has is one of the most unreliable pumps you can get. There are a lot of what we call tether switches where a ball has to rise, similar to your toilet bowl. If the ball gets hung up on something, it won't rise. And instead of your toilet overflowing, your basement it can overflow. So let's get rid of that pump. Let's get one with a fixed switch that will go up and down on a post so it can't go to the side or get hung up on cords or anything else floating around. So it's just a bad sump pump arrangement he has there.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, WGNDavid.com. Sleepy Hollow B, vinyl plank floors. How are you, B?
I'm good, and I'm D, like David.
Oh, okay. D. All right. Well, nice job there, guys, in the production booth. Way to go. D. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. They're just telling me what a great job they were doing.
Good?
Yeah, we're fantastic.
No problem.
I'm working on a couple of chicken breasts, Vesuvio, and Vesuvio potatoes.
I know. You're making me hungry. I'm driving out here listening to this and making me hungry.
You wouldn't be hungry if you were watching David's shirt right now.
Yeah. What are you trying to say? My body doesn't entice people to be hungry?
You called them chicken breasts.
Oh, nice. 312, though. That was good. All right, that'll be a rejoin coming up here soon. All right, D, how are you?
I'm good. Question about the vinyl plank flooring cleaner. Is that the same as the hardwood cleaner? I've got a lot of clients who are asking the question, and I am also. So,
What do you do?
I'm a realtor.
Okay, all right.
Yay!
We love realtors, David.
Okay.
Hey, Pam. I know Pam. All right. I'm with Berkshire Hathaway Stark Real Estate.
Okay, who's Pam?
Donna.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, her code name, Joe, is Pam.
Don't tell about my secret code name, Pam.
Yeah, sorry about that. We're working too hard, Donna, right?
That's right.
So, Joe, we got her now. Your name from now on the radio, Pam. Okay,
right.
That's good. I'll tell
you. Or like, Candy. We'll try you.
No. We did Candy last, and that got all screwed up. Your name is now Pam, officially Pam. That's
heard
awesome.
That one.
All right.
I heard that one.
That's good, D. Okay, well, D, Joe's got to meet you for a couple of drinks. All right, so Igor, vinyl cleaner, difference between vinyl and wood.
So, David, as you know, we manufacture unique and specialized cleaning products, and we do not have a multi-surface cleaner for the simple fact that not every surface is the same, and they can't be treated the same. So our vinyl and laminate cleaner is specifically designed to clean vinyl and laminate floors, and our wood floor cleaner does all of the other surfaces, such as pre-finished wood and unfinished wood, those sorts of things. So definitely, if you have clients that are looking for cleaning their vinyl floors, D, definitely use the Mr. Floor vinyl and laminate cleaner.
Hang on, D. Hey, Pam, is it custom for your clients, Pam, to call you with cleaning questions as D's clients call her?
Well, yes, they do ask sometimes after they move in, but I try and stay away from cleaning questions as I do not clean myself.
All right, so there you go. So Dee, can Donna's clients call you after they move in and ask you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Tell them to give me a call. I was calling for myself, too, because that's what I have in my house.
Okay. Well,
I haven't been able to find anything they look cloudy.
Yeah, the reason they're cloudy is because there's a residue on your floor right now, and our products are designed to slowly and gently and properly remove that residue. So definitely go to MrFloor.com, put in the promo code WGN at checkout, and you'll get a nice discount. But you're down you're gonna get a free one. So
D sometimes. In addition to Pam.
You've got me running circles over here.
But D, we're gonna send you one, right?
Yeah. We're gonna send D. Yeah. D B C G H I. We're gonna send you one right now, so don't move, okay? You're awesome. Thanks for listening.
It's amazing. Thank you. Great show, by the way. I watch it. I listen to it every week.
Awesome.
All right. You know.
Amazing.
Lou went off at 10. You know that, right? That you listen to Home to North Chicago.
I know he went off at 10.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right. I just want to make sure you know what show you're listening to. Hang on, D. 312-981-7200. What
just happened?
I just lost control.
It's Donna. Donna inspires this.
Donna inspires
free for all.
Yeah, I mean, you have a realtor calling in whose clients ask her,
No, but she was calling for herself, too, she said.
Yeah. I know.
Well, let's go back 7, 8, 9 years ago. That is actually how I got involved with the show, was because I was a listener of the show.
Right.
Nice.
And then I called you because
Dee sounded really good on the radio.
Yeah.
She's a realtor.
Donna says she goes by D sometimes, so I'm not completely confused.
We
have a stand-in. Like, it's a perfect...
Donna
can't make it. Take the other one.
No.
312-981-7200. You listen to Home Zero Chicago, 720 WGN.
If you missed this...
Sarah Andreas.
This is what you missed.
In my opinion, builder grade cement, they come and fly through a neighborhood, do 20 homes at once. It's not the best quality.
And they go with 4-bag or 5-bag instead of 6-bag, and that's what I've seen. Yeah. Joe. 4-bag, 5-bag, 6-bag, Joe.
I'm going to rip these walls out, then, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And what is the bag?
It's the bags of Portland cement in the concrete mix. Cement is an additive in the concrete that helps determine the PSI.
There you go, Donna.
There you go, David. You were saying it, and you didn't even know what it
meant. Yeah, I know. PSI, come on. Cement goes into concrete. Duh.
I'm really sorry I spoke to you the way I did, and I still think you're the best cement man in the business.
Really?
No, but I got to get this driveway done, and no one else is available.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Welcome to the show. It says here on the screen, your favorite South African client. How are you, favorite South African client?
David, good morning. Wonderful show. I've been listening and laughing. The banter between you is fantastic. I love the reference to the chicken on your shirt, because that obviously means you look good in anything you eat. You look good in anything you eat, but the comment about chicken breast was classic. So it was really funny. Now, the reason I called, actually, and thanks for having me, was to just tell the listeners of WGN that using Team Hochberg for a refinance of my house was really the most painless experience. One of your associates who handled it was fantastic. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention her name, but she was great. Made it really easy, and not only did my monthly mortgage go down by $500, but I was able to take out enough money out of the equity to actually redo our kitchen, which is something we've been wanting to do for a long time since arriving in this country. So really, I want to say to the WGN listeners, you've tried the rest, but now go to the best.
Well, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. And as one of my other friends just texted me, and Jack Heater, my shirt now doubles as one of the Italian kitchen's menus. So that's good.
Oh, yeah. Like a visual.
Thanks for calling in, bud. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Natalie in Chicago, you have a question for Donna, for Dee, or for Pam. We don't know who she is right now, but she's a realtor of the show. Donna Sattler is what we go by. You have a question for Donna.
Yes, when you're looking online and you're just, you know, kind of browsing, and you notice that some realtors have a notice stating if you buy with ABC Realtor, you'll get $2,500 back at closing. Is there a plus to purchasing with a realtor that says that? Because not all will do that. If I'm mistaken, please let me know. Or is it really just to lure you to their company, and is it coming off the agent's commission?
Redfin used to do that. I know you can't say Redfin, but I could say Redfin.
Right.
So Redfin used to do that with the huge asterisks. They used to have gigantic billboards. 1%, okay?
For the listing. She's talking about buyers.
I know. I just want our listeners to understand. 1%. So, but on the buy side
is what they would list it
for.
But then
realtor,
there's little tiny fine prints.
Negative 15 font. I know the realtors don't like to step in that square ring, but I'm not a realtor and I could say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you have to be careful, like on the actual rate, what it costs you. On the buy side, the buyer doesn't pay any of the commission. It all comes out of the sales side, right?
The seller pays commission, but ultimately, you know, it comes from the buyer because it's part of the purchase price. Now, I will tell you that, yes, there are agents that will offer a rebate on their commission. So that money is coming from their commission, their portion of the commission. I do not offer a rebate. I work very hard for my clients, and I don't do it. There are companies that do it. It's part of their whole marketing campaign, and I've often said is you get what you pay for.
Sure. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product now.
I hope I
wait, excuse me 1 second. They could have a higher commission rate up front, though.
No, when you're working with the buyer, there's a stated commission that is put in the MLS of what the cooperating brokerage is paying out. So it's, you know, anywhere from 1% to 2.5% to 3%, it just it depends. And again, it's kind of a delicate situation. There's no norm in commissions, okay. But.
Yes.
Yeah, so I got a little confused.
You okay?
Sorry. No, I'm not. Okay. I'm turning into Pam.
Oh, there's a gap in the transition?
There's a gap in the transition?
Buffer
from,
time.
From D to Pam?
Oh, yeah, there is a little bit of a gap. You just experienced it.
That was weird, though.
So I'm sorry. So did I answer your question?
No, not really.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the caller.
No, you're talking to me right now, Donna. See, again.
Yes.
So if somebody's going to offer that bonus or that bump.
That comes from their portion of the commission, that agent.
If I sell your house.
As the buyer's agent you're talking about? That's what she's talking about.
So here, I'll break it down. The seller, if it's a 5.5% commission, mm-hmm. the seller's realtor gets 2.5%. The buyer's realtor gets 2.5%. If the buyer's realtor wants to take part of their 2.5% commission, so if it's a $100,000 home, they're making $2,500. Okay, $200,000 home, they're making $5,000. If right. the buyer's realtor wants to give the buyer part of that commission, they can. You just have to write it in the contract because some of the realtors use that as an incentive to have them help them buy the home so they could use it as a closing cost credit or
right,
another type of closing
credit. But that's a delicate
credit situation,
too, because you can't really pay out unlicensed people. Like, I can't just say that I'm going to give you $1,000 to work with me.
Can you give it as a credit, as a closing cost credit?
You can credit it. There's okay. ways to do it.
All right, there you go. Donna's not a big fan of that, obviously.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I know.
I'll be honest.
Never have been. I've
never
known you
for
7 years, and
no.
you've never been a big fan of that.
No, and you know what? I'll be honest with you. I have worked with some agents who are giving back a portion of their commission, and 9 times out of 10, they are in unfamiliar areas. Again, I don't want to go too crazy into it.
You want to give names?
I don't do it.
Who? What's her name? Who do they work for? And what's her license number?
No, I can't.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm turning back into Pam.
Here. Okay.
Give her a minute, though, Dave. Otherwise, we're going to get that cold. That's there
again.
And
I might be coming D.
Mics are off. We're in break. Names, numbers, and places they work. Go.
No.
Nobody's listening. Come on.
No.
Come on. You're great radio.
No.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Roy's going to give all the names and numbers of the terrible waterproofing company after these messages. Spanish Lisa.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, we're going to do a speed round here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all the contact information. First up, Roy, 773. When the plug cracks in foundation's walls, do you have to have the plugs remain after sealing the cracks? Reason, it would block my hot water tank since plugs stick out about 4 inches. Please advise, Roy.
Okay, I don't know how that would block your hot water tank, but if you need to break the plugs off, you can. Yes.
Okay.
I've often wondered about that when I see that in a basement. It's nice to see that the crack was repaired, but why do they leave those?
Well, because the material needs to cure before they're broken off, so an installer would have to make another trip back just to break them off.
Okay.
But the homeowner
can
take a hammer and chisel and safety glasses and break them off themselves.
Oh, okay. Good, yeah. Good to know.
Can you tell me when you're doing it so we can take a video? Seriously. That would probably be the most watched.
Oh, when Donna's doing
yeah.
it?
Donna's going in with like black rubber gloves and a... And a saw there.
And
I'm knocking those nipples off.
I'll
right
get rid
now.
Of those sticks.
Give me those 4-inch little nipples sticking out of that wall. 312-981-7200. To Roy Spencer 10 years ago. 773. PermaSeal did a wonderful job with putting the drain tiles in the outside footing of my house. They put in a primary sump pump and a backup sump pump. Now, 10 years later, I'm wondering. Here's what they're wondering, Roy. You ready?
I'm ready.
They're wondering, 10 years later, if I hadn't said that, should the sump pumps be switched out so that one doesn't do all the work. What? So I'm wondering, should the sump pumps be switched out so that one doesn't do all the work?
Trade them, in other words.
Switch them around.
Yeah.
So take the backup sump pump and make it the primary.
No, don't do that. You know, the primary pump is just that. It's made to do the yeoman's work. The backup is only designed. It's a DC pump. It'll work off the battery. So, it typically doesn't have the horsepower that primary pump does, and B, it's not designed to run all the time. So leave it just like that. But if either pump's 10 years old, replace them. Pumps don't last forever, and it's a heartbeat of the whole system.
Do you have to replace both of them?
If it's 10 years, probably, okay. Depending on how the backup pump is run much at all.
As Donna's knocking off the 4-inch nipples out of people's wall, can she check the date and year of the pumps while she's there and give you a call if it's more than 10 years?
Not all pumps have the installation date on them, so okay. It might be difficult, but if you can dig it out and look at the label on the
pump. Let me just say something here. I'm not going to be sticking my head in a sump pump. Just FYI.
No, because you're always worried about your hair. That's
yes, of course.
Most pumps last 3 to 7 years, so if you're beyond 7 years, you're in borrowed time.
Got it. 312-981-7100. 312-981-7200. Sarah Andrea, 773. Suggestion on redoing a driveway. Any recommendation of companies around Bolingbrook? Do you guys go to Bolingbrook?
I go to Bolingbrook. I'll be there. You can give us a call. If you call today, we can get you an estimate scheduled at 708-863-5735. And if you call today, you get 10% off the price of your project.
That was the other text message. They wanted the phone number again for the 10% off. So can you, yes. We'll kill two birds, one stone, one more time.
Okay. You can call our office at 708-863-5735 and leave a message, and that'll get you the 10% off.
Guess how many... What the net worth of Huntington Bank is?
A lot.
$60 billion.
$15 billion.
Oh.
Yeah, and they screwed our listener out of $3,000. 312-981-7200.
$15 billion.
$15 billion. And in March when they were...
Donna, how much are you worth?
Yeah, what are you worth, Donna?
About $25 billion.
Absolutely.
I knew that. Don't look at me mean. I wasn't questioning. I just didn't know how you'd go.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have somebody that... Is taking liberty, if you will. It's calling you out. I don't know if that's taking liberty or not, but it's calling you out. 630. It's pronounced asphalt, not asphalt.
Oh,
your
my
father.
Gosh! You know my dad ruined me.
I sent that text in.
Did you? Very nice. Very nice.
I'm so sick of hearing asphalt.
My mother is an English teacher, so she would be very upset that I cannot pronounce that.
Yeah, but don't. There's so asphalt. Many things. I don't even like the way you say that, but
and I sell it. This is the worst.
I know,
part.
But it's like a Cicero, your dad thing. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It just doesn't.
It's
sound...
lazy speech. But on the note of my mother, happy Mother's Day.
Yes,
the light
yes.
of my life.
Absolutely,
the best woman I know.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's there's so anything nice. Wrong with the way that people in Cicero. Come on, they're tough people in Cicero. I don't need them lining up.
You know, oh no, that's right.
Yeah, beat your ash, man.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, when I'm in Cicero, I say asphalt.
Asphalt. Don't fire up other people in Cicero.
I just want to fit in.
God, leave alone. Okay? Like, shit.
I get it.
Just
you're
leave
right.
alone.
Do you ever go to Cicero?
No.
You should.
All right, do you know Freddy's?
Of course.
My
oh,
God.
We love Freddy's.
Is that's Cicero, right?
Yeah, that's Cicero.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, great. Everybody,
you're right. Freddy's. I should probably lay off Cicero.
Yeah. Leave alone. I got no problem with anybody. Right. You want to say whatever you want, it's Cicero. I'm perfectly fine right. with it.
From
Joe
now on, I'm saying
it.
Asphalt. Okay.
Right. So here.
847.
That's it. Call Joe. I'm good with it.
Don't say that.
312-981-7200. 773. Yes, cell phone number. Sure. Yeah, I'll give out Joe's cell phone. No, I won't do that. 773 Igor. For Igor, 708. I bought your floor starter kit and two bottles of floor cleaner. I avoided sanding my floors, and they look amazing.
There you go.
And we had a texter last week. Use your product. Stated it was cloudy. I forwarded you her text message, yep. And what was the reason that it could be cloudy?
So the reason that her floor was cloudy, David, is because she spent many years using incorrect cleaning products, and they left this terrible residue on her floor. So our product is designed to dissolve that over time. So her floor is actually looking cloudy now, maybe even cloudier than before, but over time it'll actually brighten up, and that residue will come off.
Bernadine, how are you? Tasca.
I'm doing well, and how are you?
I'm great. We're running out of time, so what's your question, young lady?
Well, talking about floors, I have a solarium floor that's 46 years old, and I'm wondering the best Mr. Floor products to, clean it and keep that nice shine on it.
So with a solarium floor, you probably have, do you regularly wax that floor?
No. I just kind of clean it with like Mr. Clean and in some water and, you know, that way. But I've never deep cleaned it.
Yep.
It still has somewhat of a shine, but it is old, and I'd like to know the best product to start using 46 years later.
Sure. What is a solarium floor? It's basically just a sheet vinyl floor. It's okay. The old school vinyl. I would recommend that you try our vinyl and laminate cleaner, which David will absolutely send your way after the show.
Hang on, Bernadine. We're going to send you a complimentary sample of that product, 312-981-720-0630. Don, I'm sure you hear this a lot. One of the reasons I bought the home is because it had been perma-sealed.
Woo. Ooh, nice.
It works great, except when my backyard turns into my lakefront property when it rains really heavy. Then I get water bubbling up in the cracks in the basement floor. I assume this is from the high water table in Westchester. Okay, are you getting a lot of that in Westchester? Simply epoxying the cracks doesn't seem to seems like the only fix. I need to get the backyard water collection draining to the street. Yes, I've gotten quotes to do so. It's $10,000 to $18,000. Does PermaSeal do this sort of work?
We absolutely do. We do yard drainage, and a lot of times if you're thrown to the street, you need to talk to the city about that, get permission to do that, but you should not be getting water through the cracks in the floor, no matter how wet it is.
630, Roy has your text question. He will be, or somebody from his tribe will be getting to you after the show. Igor, phone number, website, if our listeners want to reach you.
Please give us a call directly for all your flooring needs at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com, and please don't forget to use the promo code WGN at checkout.
Roy Spencer.
800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
Sarah Andreas, Robert Andreas and Son.
708-863-5735 or andreasconstruction.com.
Donna Sattler, Remax at Home, a.k.a. D, a.k.a. Pam.
You can reach me at 847-651-3300 or Donna at donnasattler.com is my email, and donnasattler.com is my website.
Mega Pros Joe, Mega Pros Home Improvements.
Megapros.com.
It's like a sigh, right? Dave, what are you going to do this afternoon?
I'm going to stop at the dry cleaner.
Are you really? No, just, you know, go to one of those resale shops.
I mean,
cheaper.
I mean,
just throw it away. Just
that is a nice shirt, though.
You can feed a family of four what I got on the shirt here.
That's a Tommy Bahama, though, right?
I know it is.
It's a nice shirt.
It looks good. And it makes my chicken breast not nice.
Somebody did like that joke.
I know. Somebody did. That'll be a rejoin coming up on future shows. You haven't listened to Homes and Homes Chicago on AM 720. We want to thank everybody for listening. You can go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, podcasts and previous shows, and videos that we post of us answering your questions at WGNDavid.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a great Saturday, great Mother's Day, and thanks for listening. Back in our same old ways, sweet home, Chicago.